Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
More now on Libya in this way. The four New York Times journalists who were freed yesterday by the Libyan government are giving a harrowing account of their 6 days in captivity. Two of the journalists have Boston ties, Anthony Shadid, a former correspondent for the Boston Globe, and Tyler Hicks, a veteran war photographer and graduate of Boston University's College of Communication. Speaking to the Times last night, Hicks said he'd been threatened with decapitation by Libyan government military forces. Another journalist with local ties was with the Times crew in Libya just days before they were kidnapped. Photojournalist Nikki Sobecki, a 2008 graduate of Tufts University who's been freelancing in Libya for the online news organization Global Post. She hopes to see Tyler Hicks, her boyfriend, within hours in Tunis, Tunisia, which is where she is right now as she joins us by telephone. Nikki Sobecki, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Well, thank you for having me.
Nikki, as I understand it, you hope to see the Times journalists very soon. Have you spoken with them? How does it seem that they're doing?
Well, I've had the opportunity to speak with Tyler several times since they were released. And, you know, he's incredibly strong, as they all are. You know, it's been one hell of a week, and I think it's definitely going to be a process coming off of that. But this is a really serious team with an incredible amount of collective experience, and I'm confident that they'll all move forward intact.
In the days since their capture, you've still been working on the ground in Libya.
I was working on the ground in Libya for a little over 3 weeks before they were captured. When we found out that they were missing, my attention focus shifted to that, and I stayed in Libya for a few days to continue making phone calls, doing everything we could to track them down, being on the ground in case any new information came up. But I stopped working after that point because I wasn't in the mindset to be able to do what I needed to do to protect myself, to work there safely, or to do a fair job for Global Post, which is the company that I was representing there as their Libya correspondent.
Tyler said that their captors discussed whether or not they should shoot them, and one of the men said not to because they were Americans. And I'm wondering what you have found it means to be an American journalist working in Libya.
You know, that changed over time. When we first arrived, there was actually this incredible welcoming of journalists. I think it was actually more welcoming than almost any experience that, you know, me or my colleagues had ever, you know, become involved in. There was just this sense that this was a moment of time, a very dynamic moment of time. People were speaking out for the first time, and they really wanted the media to be there, to be covering it. Over time, as this shifted from a sort of protest movement into a conflict, and the violence grew and the chaos grew, and the no-fly zone was still not passed at this point, the sort of mindset towards journalists and attitude shifted to become much more suspicious and much more of a security sense of what we were doing there and who we were talking with, and a little bit almost of a paranoia.
So did you feel as though you were in danger working there before you left and went to Tunis?
Well, a lot of what I was doing while I was there was working along the highway that runs from Bin Jawad to Brega to Ras Lanuf to oil towns and to Ajdabiya and in Benghazi. And a lot of the conflict is centered along that road. So that's where most of the fighting took place between the rebels and forces loyal to Gaddafi as they fought for control of territory and resources. And, you know, that was a very perilous, very dangerous situation to be there.
As a photojournalist, you're telling your story visually. Can you pick one or two images from your time in Libya that capture what was at that moment going on there for you?
It's hard to think of two. You know, I definitely think about the images from Ras Lanuf and the fighting going on there, because the nature of the fighting was as I said, you know, very chaotic. There were bombings from jets, shooting from helicopters, there was mortars incoming, heavy machine gun fire, and you would go from these sort of moments in the morning before the fighting had begun where it was very calm, and the rebels would be handing out food and talking and making tea, to suddenly the battle beginning and everything just crumbling in some sense. I mean, there were certain scenes that looked, you know, like some almost apocalyptic, because there were burning tires and smoke from bombs.
Will you go back?
I would like to go back to Libya at some point. And one thing, actually, that I just wanted to mention, while we're incredibly happy that our loved ones are back, that there's a lot of people who aren't in that position yet, and, you know, we need to continue to put pressure to find out exactly where they are and get them released as soon as possible.
Nikki Sobecki, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition, and very good luck to you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys taking the time.